You're listening to the Audacity to Be Ambitious podcast, where we talk all things life, women, and ambition. And I'm your host, Jess, the life coach. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Inspiration to Action series, my podcasting and audiobook hybrid, where I read to you, We Can Do Extraordinary Things, my new fancy book that's now available on Amazon. So stick around and listen to all the lessons I learned on my way to extraordinary. Chapter 13, From Setback to Set Up. When you're correctly utilizing anticipation and strategy instead of emotions like anxiety and constant worry that things might go wrong, you'll be ready and willing to rise again. When you experience a loss of momentum, inspiration, creativity, and even courage seems fleeting, you must take action and have a plan in place for a rescue mission. You see, people might think that this book is all about what's next or all about how grand things will be on the other side, but it's never better there than it is here. In both places, you'll be stuck with the same brain, and that little lady requires constant supervision. The magic behind becoming lies within the fact that you are always becoming, like right now, and tomorrow, and in 2 weeks from now. She's not defined by the hit. She's defined within the moments between every hit and every get up, and the audacity to shine again anyway. It's the only reason why your dreams will come true one day. In the process of becoming, we cannot lose sight of our self-love, appreciation, dignity, and respect for the people we are during the pain, the suck, and the setback. The person who endures this is exactly the person who builds us up. Who you become one day owes all of her debt and gratitude to you, the woman reading this, the woman listening to this. By prioritizing our mental health, determination, focus, and the courage to always get up again, that's what will make this happen. Transformational tip. Who you are becoming, or the woman you've become, is never better than the woman you once were. The woman you become is simply healed, not by comparison and not in more value. She just got her strength back. She believed that you would come for her one day, and you gifted the belief in herself back to her. The belief in love that belonged to her before the world ever took it away. When the love and light that exists inside of your inner child looks back at you in the mirror, she might look at you and say, I'm all better now. So listen to her. And in this beautiful moment, you'll realize it was not about becoming someone or something else. It wasn't ever about it being hard. It's always been about the finding of these moments, the moments in between becoming who you already were, before the world changed you. It's been your setup all along. The woman you're becoming is now and forever will be the armor for that wild and brilliant, bold little girl. This armor feels warm, soft, and familiar, while being versatile enough to transform any setback into the next setup. Hey ladies, if you liked what you heard here, then you'll love The Collective. It's my exclusive monthly coaching program curated for real women who are ready to create real results in their lives. Get started at coachcurator.com/join, and I'll see you in Coach Curator Collective.
And don't forget to like, listen, and subscribe.